This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for his four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Uzbekistan and the Kyrgyz Republic will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen the civilizational connect with the region. He said that in recent years, India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. The Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to having discussions with the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, on further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence, energy, and on advancing the shared visions of Viksit Bharat and Yangi Uzbekistan. The Prime Minister said that at the invitation of the President of the Kyrgyz Republic, Sadur Japarov, he will travel to Bishkek to participate in the 26th SCO summit. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to advancing India's vision for the region, anchored in security, connectivity and opportunity, and to working with fellow members for a region free from the scourge of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to threaten peace and stability in the neighbourhood and beyond. India has signed a deal with the US for the acquisition of Javelin anti-tank guided missile systems for the Indian Army. This marks India's formal entry as a customer of the famed shoulder-fired weapon, even as both countries work towards its eventual joint production in India. The US Embassy and Consulates in India in a statement yesterday said the Indian Army had signed a letter of offer and acceptance for the purchase of the Javelin. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore said the agreement demonstrated the depth of American support for the Indian Army and created new opportunities for our defense industries to work together. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 626, with 1,924 people still missing, according to the date released by the Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. 579 bodies have been recovered so far, while nearly 2,000 injured people are undergoing treatment in hospitals. The missing figure of 1,924 includes people from hydropower projects, foreign nationals, civilians, and security and government personnel. Meanwhile, India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal, affected by flash floods, as the third flight carrying 10 tons of humanitarian assistance has departed for Kathmandu last evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday told the media that India is supporting Nepal in the ongoing relief and rescue efforts. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that 320 Indian nationals remain uncontactable or are reportedly missing following the flash flood tragedy on Wednesday. The NTA, National Testing Agency, has declared the results of the UGC NET June 2026 examination for 84 subjects. More than 4,000 candidates have qualified for the Junior Research Fellowship. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will be leading the Indian delegation for the high-level commemorative meeting in Belgrade, Serbia, from 31 of this month till the 1st of September. The theme for the meeting is the legacy of non-alignment, lessons for today's world. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that the meeting marks the 65th anniversary of the first conference of head of state or head of government of the non-aligned movement. India's Vilavan Senthilkumar won the PSA Budapest Squash Open title in Hungary after defeating home favourite Bulaj Farkas 3-0 in the final. He had an impressive run to the title, beating world number 18 and Asian Games gold medalist Yan Yaoying 3-0 in the quarterfinals before overcoming fellow Indian Veer Chotarani 3-2 in the thrilling semi-final. Senthilkumar capped his remarkable week with a dominant performance in the final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the Indian hockey legend Major Dhyanchand on the occasion of National Sports Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Major Dhyanchand's brilliance in Indian hockey continue to inspire generations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.